Hi, you're listening to the Raise the Vibe with Liz podcast. I'm your host, Liz Peterson. I interview today's inspirational speakers and healers. Thank you for listening to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Raise the Vibe with Liz. I'm your host, Liz Peterson, and today I have Leanne Wolf joining me. We're going to be talking all about human design. I'm super excited. She's pulled my chart, so we're going to dip in. So we have a little examples going on, but a little bit about Leanne to start us off with. Human design professional and BG5 business and career consultant, Leanne Wolf is a trailblazer guiding clients toward complete alignment with their business. Through the fusion of human design and manifestation practices, Leanne empowers business owners to rediscover their authenticity and self-actualize their business vision. She inspires a new generation of coaches and spiritual entrepreneurs to let go of the shoulda, woulda, coulda mental chatter so they can embrace and embody the destined direction of their full potential. Leanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Liz. I always kind of giggle when when I hear that bio. It just kind of makes me giggle. Feels like it's like this big long thing. It's so funny. Love it.
Isn't it amazing what we can go through throughout our lives and what we dip our toes in? And I love how everything, when we look back, kind of adds up to what we're doing right now, like here and now. Like, oh, if I didn't do that, like I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. It's so fun. And I'm loving this topic. I first want to kind of dive back into you for a little bit. What was your journey to doing this work, Leanne?
Well, I actually was a manager at a local financial institution here in Canada. And I worked there for 10 years. And at the 7-year mark, the organization had decided that they were going to go and source out a new computer system for the bank. And I remember so clearly, I was sitting in the boardroom and I just so clearly remember my whole body going, you're not going to be here for this new computer system. I was like, okay. And fast forward 3 years from that point, and I exited my role as manager about 2 months prior to the new system rolling in. I made sure my whole team was ready to go. Everything was good. And I exited. I knew that inside of me, I was not going to get locked into this next cycle of whatever. And we have a cattle ranch, so I have the wherewithal to be able to just come home and kind of decompress and let that, you know, that whole corporate thing kind of let go of my being. And I was home for about a year, and I just sat down and said, you know what, I'm ready to enter into the world. And I just typed into the computer, new age business, and human design popped up. So what are the chances? Probably zero. Probably if anybody Googled that today, that exact same phrase, it would not come up. And I very, kind of funny that you said at the very start here, you're like, you know, that wouldn't happen, this wouldn't happen. I remember it came up and I looked down and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to be in school for like forever to learn this. But I jumped in and it still has a grip on me. I did that. That was 2012. And it just hasn't let go of me, Liz. I'm still here, totally steeped in it every day, helping people, you know, learn more about themselves, learn how to navigate this, you know, human plane in a way that they don't have to feel like a whole bunch of decision fatigue and exhaustion and overwhelm, because we see what's going on in the collective. We can, you know, it's all very palpable, but when we lean back into who we are, it's all perfect.
Yes, it really is. Tell me a little bit, what is human design, so our listeners know what it is and how it works?
Sure. So the system itself, at the foundation, it's all about making decisions for oneself. But what the system does is it takes the Kabbalah tree of life, the Hindu chakra system, Western astrology, and the Chinese I Ching, and it marries it with today's biomechanics, quantum physics, so that what happens is when you pull a body graph chart with your birth time, like I did for you just prior to the call, what it does is it takes you to the space where you'll be able to understand how to make decisions correctly for yourself, and then how to interact with the world so that it doesn't pull you off center. So you really trust yourself in a deeper way where you can understand your strengths and then really get to understand and accept who's designed to come into your life so that we can co-create in this space that we call Earth in a way that is more in alignment instead of like all the distortion that's happening. Does that
Great.
make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Let's go back to the beginning where you said it takes these different pieces. Can you describe a little bit about the Tree of Life and the other pieces that it brings in?
So, to be honest, it doesn't go deep into it. It just uses the fundamentals of it. So, for example, so if anybody is doesn't have their human design chart, first I'm gonna ask you to go to my website, www.powerofself.ca, and right there on the very homepage, they can pull a chart so that they can
Awesome.
kind of get a visual of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, pause this and pull
So
up your chart, everybody.
what they're going to see there is it's called the body graph. And on one side, there is these information about personality and information about design. And what that is the astrological moments for those two placements pull the information from the planets. Okay. And then what it does is it puts that information into what we call the body graph. And what you're going to notice in the body graph, there's nine different centers. Those are correlated and kind of similar to the seven-centered chakra system. But what we did is when Ra, the originator of human design, brought this information to Earth, he was told that we no longer are seven centers. We actually have nine centers that we're operating from. So there's the nine centers, and then you're going to see that there's a whole bunch of lines that kind of connect all of those centers. And what that really represents is the Kabbalah Tree of Life and the pathways in the Kabbalah. Now, of course, design takes a like it's different keynoting, different energy that's there, but it's the same principle. And then astrology is in the background, and so is the 64 hexagrams of the I Ching. And those 64 hexagrams have now scientifically been correlated with our DNA. So the system itself, the human design system, it's a lot based in science. And because of that, it goes so deep. So when you're pulling up your chart, having a precise time is really important because through the system, Liz, you can like it, you can use it for everything in your life, relationships, health, wellness, business, families, how to build teams, all of this stuff, because what it really represents is an energetic blueprint of who you are and then how you connect in the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. That's awesome. How do we use it in our life? Can you give some examples of how you've helped clients like use the Human Design Report in their lives?
So the very first thing always is decision making. Okay. So would you like me to kind of run through the four types and lean into that a little bit?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So in the original human design teaching, there's four types. And I'll run through them and kind of go through the fact of like how to navigate this plane. Like we call it strategy and inner authority. I won't go into all the inner authorities because they're quite extensive. But I will talk about the strategy because what we do as humans, the moment that you're introduced to this system, if you can lean into how you're designed to interact with the world and then how you're designed to make decisions through that inner authority, now what's happened is you've taken away other people's authority over you to make decisions. Now you've now intrinsically gone inside and you're making decisions based off of who you are and how you're designed to interact.
Wow.
So the four types, we have our manifestors. Our manifestors are really truly here to like create original spaces for us to then go into and build and work and create on this in this world. So I see them like Moses, right? They kind of get this download. Moses got the Ten Commandments, and then he goes forth, splits the seas, makes this container where human beings can go in and start creating a different life for themselves. That's really how I see manifestors. And how they're designed to walk through life is because they have such a powerful aura. It's really we call it a repelling, closed and repelling aura, because they are the strongest. Like they have to go in and create these spaces, right? Like they're moving resistance out of the way. So their strategy in life is really to inform. Okay, we're gonna, I'm gonna split these seas, or I'm gonna open this new container, or I'm gonna create this new business, or, I'm gonna buy this land and build this. These are things that are so healthy for a manifestor to do, is inform people, because once they inform, then they kind of create these allies in their life to come in and help them. But without that information, we get really suspicious. Oh my goodness, what are they going to do, right? Because they're very original. They're very creative beings. So if you have any listeners here and they are manifestors, know that you guys are like these unicorns that are here to create original spaces so that people can go in and like really get innovative inside of there. Okay. Then we have our generators and manifesting generators. That's you and me. I'm a manifesting generator. Your chart is a generator. And what we are really designed to do is we are designed to respond. So now that that creative space is open, we get to respond whether or not we want to interact with that space. And if it's correct for us, we'll move forward and we will use our life force energy to build inside that space. We will be, we're really good at being boots on the ground. We're really good at getting our hands dirty and getting in there and making things happen, okay? Like creating that energy inside of there. So our design, we are designed to respond. What is correct for us? Well, we're going to know because we're going to respond to it. Then we have our projectors. Our projectors are here to wait for an invitation. So why are they waiting for an invitation? Is because they are designed to guide the energy of the generators and the manifesting generators. Because you and I have a tendency to, we'll work at things whether we're frustrated or not. So our
Yes.
projectors are really here to help us. Like they're guiding us, and asking us those right questions to make sure that we're pulling out that response from ourselves and we're building this world in satisfaction instead of frustration. So our projectors are, when they are really, really in their design and they're working like inside that container that is them, they are such good guiders of energy. And then we have our reflectors. They're our last group of people. Our reflectors are here to be that objective, mirror to the world. So they are truly here to connect with the moon and the moon cycle, that lunar cycle that really, is such a beautiful mate to our Earth world. And because of that, what they get to do is they get to reflect back how we're doing and what's going well and what's not going well. And they have this ability to be really objective in that reflection. So they kind of just stand back and they kind of reflect, okay, you're doing this good, this is happening well, or it's not. And then they let us know what they see from an outside perspective. Yeah. Does that help?
Neat, that does help. And so once you have figured out whether your generator, manifesting generator, projector, or what was the last one again?
There's
Reflector,
reflectors. Yeah. Yep.
right? So you go into the chart and we're figuring out who we are and how we navigate the world. Like you said, the projector really waits for that invitation. And then from that invitation, dives in and helps. As you
Guide.
said, the generator or the manifesting generator guide them in what they're doing.
And of course, like this is really like high level overarching, right? Because then once you pull the chart and you see there's going to be channels and gates. That's what we call those colored in spaces between the centers. So once you pull your chart, now the unique way of how you're designed to either build, inform, guide, or reflect. Now it's your uniqueness inside of that that differentiates you from anybody else. Okay, so the colored in spaces are what you're designed to represent. Anything that's white in the chart, those are the people that are designed to come into your life. So all that whiteness is like this open play space where people come in, you go out and interact with people, people come in and interact with you. And the colored in, you're teaching that. The white space, that's what you're learning. Does that make sense?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's going to have to pull their chart so they can see like what are these colored pieces and then what are the white spaces, you know, so they can see, okay, this is what I'm here to do and teach. And then this is, you know, the people that I'm going to meet and what they're going to bring in. Okay, I want to dive into my chart because I think we need some examples of what this looks like so we can kind of follow along and learn more from an actual example of a chart.
Yep. All right. So first, when I look at this, immediately I see that you're a generator and you're here to respond. So what's really healthy for you is you really like that you're nodding your head and you're kind of like you're moving your body. You and I have no other choice but to respond. We are either, you know, leaning into the conversation, pulling out of the conversation. We're leaning into using our energy or we're pulling out to use our energy. Okay.
Yes.
So that's what's so key for you. Now, you're an emotional authority. So what's going to happen is you're going to respond to using your energy. And then your emotional authority needs a little bit of time because it needs to know the exact timing on when to enter in and when to pull out. So you're designed to actually, quote unquote, sleep on your decisions. Just allow for that clarity to come in. And when you're clear, you'll know, yep, I'm going to enter in now and use my energy, or I'm going to pull out. I don't actually need to be involved in this. I'm going to give myself the space and not be involved. And that emotional clarity comes over time. Sometimes it's 24 hours. It might be a week. Depending on how big the decision is, depends on how much time you need to get clarity on when you're going to enter in or pull out. Does that correlate
Gosh,
with
that
you?
is so true. And even in discussing things with people, sometimes when someone says something to me, it'll take me up to 24 hours to really decide how I'm feeling about what was said. And then the same with decision making. So it's good to hear that because I was always like, oh, I'm indecisive. So hearing this, no, I'm not indecisive. I just need time to sit on it and figure out if it's something I want to invest my energy in. And I am, you know, I do sit back and observe and really suss out everything energetically before I decide whether to invest in it or not. I was actually discussing that just yesterday.
It's so important for you because the emotional solar plexus, that's what it's called in human design, your inner authority, it actually is connected with your nervous system. So if the nervous system is really overstimulated, right, you'll be making decisions from a heightened space, right? So what's important is that you want to make sure that your nervous system has had the time to process the information. Once it processes the information, then it says, oh, okay, yeah, we can connect with this, or no, we can't. Right?
Yes.
Makes sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. I could also see where this plays out in the energetic healing that work that I do and the coaching that I do and the psychic readings that I do, because it's really an observation point and, you know, kind of diving into, you know, people's emotions.
Yeah.
So I actually find that not only am I doing it for myself, but I'm also helping others do it too.
Yeah. And your superpower, okay, because you're what we call a triple split. So in your design, you actually have three separate islands of energy, which actually it really asks you for more time to make decisions. Like you do need a little bit more time. But what that triple split, what you're really good at is diving deep into people's crisis. And when you dive deep into their crisis, then you can pull them out and go, okay, let's progress. And you're going to show them the pathway on how to progress. So when I look at your design, how I know that is your solar plexus and your willpower are connected. Okay. But in order for that energy to get connected up to the top, there's an open gate hanging off of your emotional solar plexus. It's the six or the 36, and it's white. So that tells me that people in life crisis come to you because you have the 35 hanging there in your throat, which is a white, it's white, but it had the 35s hanging there. They want to understand how do they progress through this emotional crisis. And they come to you because you have the capacity to pull them through the progress of that. Does that correlate?
Yes, 100%.
Yep.
You pretty much just described my work that I do.
Yep.
Yeah. The healing work that I do. That is amazing.
Yep. And that's what this system really does. So, in your younger life, you probably learned about crisis by going through it and thinking, oh, what's wrong with me? Blah, 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 right? Because we take all that white space and we make it mean something about us. We try to like fix those areas inside of us. But what human design does is flips the script on it and says, no. Accept those experiences, let them flow through, gain the wisdom. So now what you do is you take all of that wisdom from all that openness and you go out and you help people by teaching them through what is defined in your chart. And like that 35 is such a huge selling point for you, helping people progress. And then I look at the identity center. The identity center has gate 10 hanging off of there. That's another big one for you. It's all about helping them lean deeper into a new behavioral pattern, right? So that they can progress out of that crisis. You're giving them a brand new direction because you can see that direction for them because that it's available to you to visualize that.
Man, that's incredible because you pretty much described the first part of my life where every crisis that happened, I was searching for the meaning, I was searching for the healing, always working myself, always, listening to different video casts and stuff like that. Late teens, 20s, 30s, completely doing this. Then I went through this empowerment phase where I really found my voice and really linked into my purpose in life. And then I flipped it. Just like you said, into taking everything that I've learned and experienced and transforming that into helping others
Yep,
through those same
exactly.
experiences.
And when did you say that happened? What around what year? Like how old were you?
Really started my self-empowerment journey like late 30s, early 40s, but really flipped like 2000, 18 is when I started my business, but it was really before that, like 2014, 2015, that I really kicked it off and like, okay, this is what I want to do and this is what I need to do. And I need to transform like what I'm experiencing right now in 14, 15, and 16. And then, really making a choice in 2017 and then putting it out there in 2018.
And here's what's funny. We call that the Uranus opposition. Okay. So in human design terminology, what happens is like when Ra got this download, what was told to him why we went from seven ch chakras to nine is that we actually extended our life. So the seven centered being actually was a we called them Saturnian beings, where midlife was like 15, right? You were getting married, having kids, doing all these things, and you're dead by 30. But what was introduced in the 1600 was we actually discovered Uranus. And the moment that energy field was actually seen and recognized by the human eye, we extended our life to 84. So now what we notice is that around 40-ish, between 40 and 40, 43, 44, we actually have this midlife crisis then. And when we have this midlife crisis then, that's actually when we start to go into our adulthood.
Wow.
So many people go into the healing modalities because it's like, oh, we had all this stuff go on. Uranus opposition usually helps us lean in, recognize, oh, now I can take and go teach this. And then at your Chiron return, I'm just going to pull that up as well, which should have happened last year, but I'm just going to pull it up. The Chiron return really is your flowering. This is a space. Okay, 2019 was your Chiron return at age 49. So
Makes sense.
that really is like you're all in. It's like, you just don't give a bleep anymore about what anybody thinks, and you're going out and you're doing your thing and you're flowering and you're helping people. So yeah,
I love that.
totally
Yep,
set.
that fits me perfectly. Yeah, I'm doing my podcast. I'm working with clients. I'm really putting myself out there. I just published my second book
Oh, nice.
last
Those are both
week.
your books there in the
Yes.
background? Oh,
Yeah, this
nice.
one, last year, Mom Died Last Night, My Shared Death Experience, and my sex magic book, which is all about
Oof.
manifestation, which you also love.
Yes, I do. And oh my goodness. Okay, Liz, I love this. Sex magic. Okay, so that 36 gate that I was talking about, that's exactly okay. The 36 is so deeply entrenched in sex. So, of course, you learned it and now you get to help people and teach it. Oh, I love it. So fun. Oh, and you had also had a near death. Is that what you said? Did you
My
see?
mother, it's a shared
Okay.
death experience.
Oh, okay.
I did
So
have a near death experience when I was about 15, and then
that.
another really bad car accident where I had a co really bad concussion. I was out for a couple days.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to your solar plexus. I'm going to look at this gate 22 that's hanging there. So much of that is around grief. So much of that is around, the life experience. And recognizing that, when we just surrender, there is grace inside of it all. So that's awesome. That's so fun. I love it when design just it's working in the background when we let it work, right?
Yes. Oh, I'm excited to dive in and, really kind of get to know my human design a little bit better. How else, does this benefit our life? You've talked about, things lining up, and how do we look at it to plan our future?
So one of the things that Ra always said is this isn't a predictive model. We can use it for that if we want to. However, when we're doing that, we're usually trying to force ourselves into a mental game. So how you can help yourself is always know who you are and what you're representing. So understand the activations in your chart. And let those activations actually shine through you. And then anything that's open, know that you're going to experience people in your life that come in and teach you that. Now, you can use this for anything. You can, for your business, right? To understand how to better communicate with your clients, how to actually go in and find in your clients. Like for you, I would look at all of those, the gates that kind of connect all of your islands, we call them bridging gates. So I would go in there and I go, okay, let's have conversations about these because that's usually where the stored trauma is. Because, like you say, you're trying to always fix that part of you and fix that part of you, which creates this trauma loop inside. So, coaches, this is a model that, like, you can quickly go in, extrapolate, and go, is this what you're dealing with? Oh, yeah. And then you can work on it. And help them, eliminate that out of their lives. In business, how to create offers, how to build your business structure so that you don't go into burnout. Relationships, who are you? Who are you? How do we communicate? It becomes this space where every aspect of our life, because it's very much a mechanical view of who you are as a puzzle piece, and then who are those puzzle pieces that are going to connect onto you?
Interesting. God, it's so interesting. You mentioned looking at activations. What does that mean when you're looking at the birth chart?
So you're going to see personality and design. And those personality and designs. So what happens is in human design, very similar to an astrology chart, it's this circle, okay? And inside that circle, what's going to happen is there's going to be planets that land in these gates. And I know I'm talking technically for your people, which is probably going to be difficult. But inside those gates, what it does is it gives you the flavor of what you're supposed to represent. Okay. So, for example, you have gate 58 in your personality sun. Okay. So, what that tells me right away, and I could see it as soon as we were on the call, you actually represent this electrical energy, this vital energy. Like your skin is very nice, your hair is beautiful. Like you're into health and wellness. That's what you're showing to people. So the 58 is all about how can we as a society stay vital? You're here to teach that. So you look at your podcast and you go, yeah, that's your whole focus is how can we stay vital in our lives, right? And when I look, so you, that activation's working through you. So, again, for the first part of our lives, we're like, who are we? What's my purpose? Blah, blah, blah. All these things are going on. But the minute that you just kind of lean back, it shines through. The podcast comes through you. It just happens. Does that
Yeah,
help you?
that's so fascinating.
So you would, so your, get your, your people can go through all of those different activations and go, okay, how do I represent that? You want to be asking yourself that. How does that show up in my life? How do I allow myself to represent this energy? And what they're going to start to notice is as they go deeper in and keep asking themselves, oh, how do I represent this? They're going to be shown examples of how people come into their life and they'll ask like a really pinpointed question, right? And it's like, oh, that's how I'm representing that. And then they can help out whomever's around them. Does that kind of help?
It does help. As far as
Yeah.
business goes, how do we bring it into our business life? Like if you're looking at my chart, like I'm building this business, I've got the podcast, intuitive healing, I'm starting to teach now. Like how do we incorporate that more in like building or noticing like what are my weaknesses and how do I work with my weaknesses in order to propel myself forward?
So for you, as someone who is a generator with a triple split, I would say to you, what kind of collaborations do you have in your business?
Like,
Because collaborations are key for you in your business. Also, recognizing that you don't have to do this all alone in any way, shape, or form, and large groups, not small groups, but large groups. So we're talking 16 plus people. That's where you shine. That's where you can really, you bring in such a nurturing, preserving energy and this electrical energy so that people can get answers to their questions because you have this capacity to look at people and help them out logically, walk through their story. Right. So they're going to tell you their story. They're going to, go through the whole thing. But then you can logically, structure a way for them to get out of that crisis. And in a large group, you really shine doing that.
oh, and I
So
love
I would,
working in groups too because the energy is just
okay.
magnified.
Right. Exactly.
And everybody
So
learns from everybody else. It's
that's
fantastic
right.
work.
Yeah. So that's what I would say to you. Do more of that. Because your design really shines in that large group energy. And then do as many collaborations as is correct for you. You're going to respond to those people that are correct, to be in your business. But I would say, use those collaborations because you're designed to.
Ooh, I love that. I've been thinking about more collaborations too, because I think energetically on the planet too, we're stepping in more of we don't have to do it all ourselves anymore, that
That's right.
we actually need to collaborate to move this planet forward, to
We
move
do.
consciousness forward.
Yes, we totally do. 100%. Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking
So,
forward to that.
those are two just very simple things that I would say to you in your business.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And that's right in line with what I'm doing. I'm getting ready to do another class in March and do a mediumistic development circle, and then putting my
Definitely.
first workshop on the schedule probably in April. So that's right in line, with who
It
or
is.
where I want to take my business to the next level is working. I'm one-on-one is great, but I love working in groups. Yeah.
And one-on-one, it's not that you can't do it. It's just that you're going to get exhausted because your design is saying, no, we do better in a large group. So it's that, like, your design kind of like moves you into those large groups because it's so natural for you being inside your community and really helping people come to an emotional balance is like it's your bread and butter.
Oh, I love it too. It's what excites me in life, actually. Yeah, so you're
Exactly.
hitting the nail right on the head. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Love it.
That's
And
cool.
then through that, like we could go into like keynoting your sales page, keynoting your offers, all that kind of stuff can be extrapolated right out of the design because it tells you what people want to hear from you.
Wow. Wow, that's so interesting. I can hear like everybody at home, going, oh, if I dive into this, I could get some assistance with this, or this could help me with this, or help me see this, or help me get more targeted and what I need to focus on. I see a lot of like really huge gifts when you're breaking it down, Leanne, to be able to like know really who you are and how you function and what would benefit your life based on the human design chart.
And then to know who you're not. For me, I always go to that open space because I know that that's where everybody's stuck. So I always go to that space and it's like I'm the jailbreaker. I break them out of the jail of who they are not so that they can actually step into who they are. And once that flip happens, it's like, oh, I don't have to, like, your life doesn't have to be like filled with friction. Your relationships, your business. Not saying that there isn't going to be challenges or moments of struggle, right? Or growth and all that kind of stuff. But the friction doesn't have to be there. You don't have to be constantly in this space of squeeze. You can actually breathe into the beauty of it all.
Oh, I love that. I would love an example of that, but I would also love an example because you mentioned earlier, like learning how you work so you don't get burnout. And I know a lot of people experience this.
So again, it all comes back to that decision. Like for you, it's response. And now the energy is saying, okay, you respond, you allow yourself that time period, and then you engage. And when you engage, now all of a sudden, what you want to do is tap in. How is, my cosmic battery? Because that's really what you and I are. We're this battery that everybody's plugging into because we have so much energy. Now is to really pay attention. Where am I at in this energy field? And watching, if we're depleting it, then we're like, okay, now we got to step out, right? So really understanding that you and I don't have to go in and do it all. We can go in and do our part and then allow ourselves to know, okay, no, the energy's not there. I'm out. And then for the other types, they're actually tapping into our battery. Not that they're depleting it in any way. Don't get me wrong on that. But they're tapping in. So it's up to them to now go, okay, that battery is no longer viable for me. So for example, the projector, oh, that person no longer needs my guidance. That reflector, oh, this community no longer needs my objective view. Or, oh, this container, it's done. I don't need to bring any more, space opening for our manifestors. So it's really to understand who you are first and then go, oh, I'm needed here or I'm not needed here. And you really lean into that decision making and trusting and tapping into the body and knowing, ah, there's a field of energy here or it's not here. And then not having to make an excuse about it. That's the key. Humans are like, oh, I'm so sorry, right? We're trying to always people please. We're trying to smooth over everything. It's like, no, just tap into your body. It's going to tell you, hey, I'm running into burnout here. But
And
most
we
of the
need to
time,
listen to that
we're not
too.
listening. Exactly. We're not listening, right?
Yeah, that happens to me too, because I'm always like getting the idea and working on the idea, pushing myself through the idea. I'm just now, learning I don't have to do it all myself. I can have people help me. I can get ideas from other people. I'm starting to brainstorm, actually, like putting together a team to be able to do different pieces for me as I grow. Yeah, it really is a switch, because I actually need to safeguard my energy, and I have to be on extreme self-care to be able to do the work that I do anyway, and definitely scheduling myself like days off. I know if I'm doing something big on one day, I have to take a day of rest the next day. And really like looking at where's my energy investment, where am I spending my energy,
That's right.
and where am I refueling?
And I look at it like, stop time managing yourself and energy manage.
Ooh, I love
Right?
that.
Right? Because we're constantly, oh, trying to schedule and plan and do all this stuff. And we're totally disregarding the body and we're totally in our heads trying to make this time thing work for us. Well, drop back into your body and trust the energy management, and your business will skyrocket. Because number one, you're going to structure it properly. And then number two, you're going to understand what your role is in all of it so that you don't ever have to burn out, period.
I love that. Love it. And everybody's always trying to figure that out, right? It's the forever, oh, I'm so tired by the end of the week, because we're a lot of us, are forced to do this 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, the daily grind. And then by the weekend, they just want to fall face first onto bed and just relax.
And we're doing roles that actually were not designed for. For example, our projectors, they're really are like, they're designed to guide the energy. So they're designed to be supervisors and, management and that kind of stuff, right? And kind of just guide it. But 99% of the time, those projectors are the ones in the ditches, they got their work boots on and they're like, no, I can do this, I can do this. And they're working so hard and they can't function. Right? So it's very interesting to watch. And then once they get it, once people understand and flip that switch, things start to change in their life. And but it all comes down to a decision, right, Liz? People have to make that decision that they're no longer going to live in the suffering.
It really is flipping that switch and making that decision. It's so truly in. Well said. How can you use the human design to be a manifestation force in your life?
Again, it all comes back to your capacity to know what is you and what isn't you, and then trust that when you're making decisions, okay, through your strategy and authority, now what you've done is you've released the mind from all of that tiny little decision making all day long, right? And then we get fatigued. So the mind gets caught up doing this and that and this and that and playing both sides of the fence, and it's thinking very small, right? It's the small thinking. Now what you've done is you've put the intelligence of the body to work. And now you're interacting with the world through the intelligence of the body. Now the mind can go and connect, be in the force field or the source field or whatever you want to call it, and it can connect with that higher dimensional you in a way it couldn't before because your mind was so cluttered. And now with that connection with the higher dimensional you and the intelligence of the body, now you're navigating with, like, seriously, you have your blueprint of your human design and you have a map and a compass and away you go. Right? And there's no, there, you're not in that friction space or that mental clutter because now your mind is actually doing the job that it's designed to do.
Great. Okay, so let's talk about what we're not, because you've brought that up a couple times. Let's give some examples of figuring out what we're not in the world.
Okay. So all of that openness, all of that openness says, let those people come into your life and help you. So, for example, with you, okay, you're actually designed to teach people balance. But for most of your life, what you were trying to do was trying to get intimate with people, right? You're trying all of this. How do I get intimate? How do I do this? How do I get into this community? How am I going to be here? But actually, what you're designed to do is help people balance their emotions. So people that are wanting to be intimate with you, what they're looking to you to teach them is boundaries. So for a very long time in your life, you disregarded your boundaries and tried to be really intimate. Okay.
So true.
And how do I know this? Because I'm looking at gate 59, which is undefined on your sacral, and I'm looking at gate 6 in your emotional solar plexus. And that gate right there would connect your other island of energy. Okay. So I'm looking at that going, oh, so instead of putting up your boundaries or like however you want to, I don't love the word boundaries. I like the word decision making. So instead of deciding what intimate force was healthy for you or not, you were like, no, everybody's good for me. And you went with that. Right. So now in how you are now is, oh no, I'm here to teach you the decision making and the boundaries and what's correct for you and what is healthy intimacy, right? Sex magic. What isn't healthy for you? So you learn that because you were trying to be it. So did I answer your question? I don't know if I answered your
Wow, that's
question.
incredible.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did. And then part of this, personal development phase where I really stepped into my personal power, became empowered, I'm going to say,
Yes.
was learning how to have those boundaries.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, that's what you're designed to represent the whole time through your life.
And now I teach them.
That's right. Because now you understand what healthy intimacy is and what healthy or unhealthy intimacy is.
100%.
But, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
So
incredible.
what isn't you have experiences. And because you've had this experience, now you can teach boundaries. However, had you been able to sit back from the very earliest part of your life and recognize, oh, I don't have to be intimate. I'm actually designed to recognize intimacy at its best and worst. Now, the struggle may not have had to be there, right? And you could have taught boundaries 20 years earlier, right? So knowing the design kind of helps us shift our perspective from what we are not to what we are.
That is great. And then I also want to get into partnership because you brought up partnership and looking at how you can work with partners, whether that be business partners or romantic partners. So let's dive into a little bit around partners. And like I said in the beginning, my partner is a projector. And I find that we work really well together,
Yes, you do.
communicate fantastically together. And he even helped, he edited my book, which was fantastic. Like, so that was our first project together. And we're looking at doing future projects and work because we work so well together. So let's talk about for our listeners, what this means for them and their partnerships.
So I don't have your partner's design. I'm sad about that at this second, but that's okay. So projectors are actually, again, designed to work with generators and manifesting generators. Okay. Now, I don't know all of his whole design, but when you surrender to his guidance, right, and you invite him in to guide, he feels like he's been seen. Right. And now he can go deeper into you and your material because you've invited him in. So he has, as a projector, if anybody's here and you're listening and you're a projector, understand that you have the capacity to see deep inside of a human being. And because you have that capacity to do that, you can guide at a level that a lot of people cannot guide. So that relationship that you have, again, I don't know his exact activations, but it's a healthy one because the moment that you invite him in to do things like this, now he can show you exactly how much he recognizes you, and then he gets noticed in that whole process. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that resonates. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been happening since from the beginning.
So, like our manifestors and our reflectors, they're actually designed to do a lot of work together because how their auras work, they're actually more so connected with like the cosmos, with the energy fields of the planets. So because they have such a deep connection with, we call it quote unquote the program, because it's really what's, making the sky clock go around.
Oh, yeah.
They're connected with that. So they actually work really well together, where the generators, manifesting generators, and projectors work well. Now, again, can other types work together? Of course. It all depends on what's activated in your chart, what's activated in yours, and is there clear communication? And when there's clear communication and everybody knows their part, then nobody's stepping on anybody's toes, per se, right?
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of this, because the creator of it, like he talks about it like it's mechanical, right? Like you have your mechanism, your partner has his mechanism. Now, there's going to be parts of that mechanism that work together. There's going to be other parts that don't. So instead of focusing on what doesn't and try to jam it together and make it work, you focus on what does work and then bring other people in to the relationship or partnership to help out those other areas. So this works in intimate relationships, but it also works in business relationships as well.
That's cool. What is it about human design that you would like people to know?
When you first pull up your chart and you look at everything and you Google it, you're gonna go, oh my F, there's a lot to know. And there is, okay? Don't get overwhelmed. Just lean into the fact that when you lean into the intelligence of your body to make decisions and you relieve your mind from making decisions, because the mind is always listening to the shoulda, woulda, coulda narrative. So when you lift your mind from making decisions and you trust the intelligence of the body, you will have a different perspective on your reality. And from that vantage point, you'll be able to connect with the higher dimensional you and be fully guided and be able to watch the magic absolutely take place.
That's
So,
awesome.
I get it. You might jump in and go, oh my God, this is too much for me. Or you might jump in and go, oh, I want to learn everything like I did. Either way, I would just recommend the minute that you feel like you're getting overwhelmed when you're looking at the material, just give yourself time to just let it seep into the cells and then re-engage. Don't try to force everything, and you're never going to figure this out mentally. It's experimental and it's an experience and an experiential experience. So play around with the decision making first, and then go out from there.
Yeah, I want to second that too, because this came up for me a couple of years ago through an interview. So I go on and I look it up and I'm like, oh, cool. Wow, this is how it relates to my life, blah, 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 blah. Then I got overwhelmed and I set it down. I didn't go back to it, but it keeps coming back in. So I know I am to work with it. And I'm so glad, that I have you, Leanne, that's you're back, you're on the show and being able to discuss human design, with my listeners, because I am finding like, if something keeps coming back into your life over and over again, it means, that you're supposed to be using this tool in your life or doing it. I'm not to do it, but definitely to, use this tool in my life. So thank you so much, Leanne. Is there
Thank you.
anything that we didn't cover that you would like to share with our audience before we wrap up?
I don't think so. We got a lot jammed in here. So,
We did. It's fantastic. And I can't believe that we're already coming up on an hour. I mean, it flew by. I thought it was going to be 30 minutes when I checked the clock. And we're almost to an hour already. And I love those kind of conversations.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I love it. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this has been fantastic. And I always ask my guests, what is a jewel of wisdom that you would like to leave my listeners with today?
I would just say, you know what, relax. The world is going to do what the world is going to do. You know, trust that you're here in this exact space to be you, and just watch it all play out. Don't worry, don't get stressed about things. It's all working out in your favor.
I love that. Thank you so
Yeah.
much, Leanne. Thank you for
Thank
joining
you.
me today. And how can people reach you and work with you?
So they can pop onto my YouTube channel or my website. So my website is www.powerofself.ca, or my YouTube channel, which is just Leanne Wolf. So LeannWolff. And I have, you know, if they want to go down the rabbit hole, there's a rabbit hole there that they can fall into if they choose. I have been doing this for so long. I have a massive library of community service that they can just go and learn and dive in and play. If they want to connect with me and they want to learn it, I have a self-study and a mentorship. If they want to use it in their business, that's another path that they can go and work with me in their business as well.
That's awesome, Leanne. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
It's
Thank
been
you,
such a
Liz.
pleasure to host you.
Same. Thank
Such a
you.
great topic. This is so fun.
It
And thank you, everyone, for joining us again. I'm Liz Peterson, and you can find me everywhere at Raise the Vibe with Liz. I do want to plug, I have in March on the 14th my Sex Magic class workshop. You can sign up for that on Eventbrite. All my links you can find on my website and social media platforms. I also have a mediumship development circle that's starting for 6 weeks, starting on March 4th. So look into that. And I want to give a big thank you and shout out to everyone who has bought my book. Thank you so much for your support. And I hope you're enjoying it and implementing it into your life. So thank you, everyone, for joining me again. This is Liz Peterson and Raise the Vibe with Liz. And remember to get out there and raise the vibe. Thank you, Leanne, and thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to today's show on Raise the Vibe with Liz. If you like this content and want to support me, please go to Patreon at Raise the Vibe with Liz or click the link in the description of this show. And remember, change starts with you. So get out there and raise the vibe. Thank you, everyone.